Our reading this morning is Psalm 62. Truly, my soul finds rest in God. My salvation comes from him. Truly, he is my rock and my salvation. He is my fortress. I will never be shaken. How long will you assault me? Would all of you throw me down? This leaning wall, this tottering fence. Surely they intend to topple me from my lofty place. They take delight in lies. With their mouths they bless, but in their hearts they curse. Yes, my soul finds rest in God. My hope comes from him. Truly he is my rock and my salvation. He is my fortress. I will not be shaken. My salvation and my honour depend on God. He is my mighty rock, my refuge. Trust in him at all times, you people. Pour out your hearts to him, for God is our refuge. Surely the lowborn are but a breath. The highborn are but a lie. If weighed on a balance, they are nothing. Together, they are only a breath. Do not trust in extortion or put vain hope in stolen goods. Though your riches increase, do not set your heart on them. One thing God has spoken, two things I have heard. Power belongs to you, God, and with you, Lord, is unfailing love. And you reward everyone according to what they have done. This is the word of the Lord.
Let's just pray. Father, as we come to look at these words written by David so long ago, we pray that they will speak into our lives this morning. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Psalm 62, which we have just had read, was certainly written by David in the context of one of the greatest heartaches of his life. His son Absalom had turned against him and was actually seeking to overthrow him and take his throne from him. We get a sense of David's pain in 2 Samuel when this event is recorded. It says, David continued up the Mount of Olives, weeping as he went, his head covered, he was barefoot. David was Israel's great king, chosen by God. And yet, as well as all the good things in David's life, and there were many, many good things, he also had to face the storms of life that came at him. Sometimes caused by circumstances beyond his control. Sometimes caused by wrong choices he made. And yes, sometimes when he messed up completely, like when he committed adultery with Bathsheba. And here now he's faced with another storm in his life. Absalom, his son, turning against him. And yet, in the midst of this pain, in the midst of this uncertainty, David could write a psalm like this. In this psalm, David is completely honest about what is facing him. People trying to topple him. People blessing him with their mouths, but cursing him in their hearts. People just turning against him. I suspect when it comes to storms of life, we can all relate to David's experience. As Will reminded us last week, as Christians, we're not immune to the storms of life that blow around. But despite this, David is far from downcast. Just listen to the words that David has written in this psalm. God is my rock and my salvation. He is my fortress. I will not be shaken. He is my refuge. I trust him at all times. My hope comes from God. My soul finds rest in God. Amazing confidence in God, despite all he was facing. And David in this psalm also makes it clear who he turns to. Yes, he turns to God. He did not put his trust in earthly things. He did not put his trust in riches, and he was a rich man. He saw that as a complete waste of time. David had discovered what every one of us, each one of us, needs to discover. That we will only find that deep rest in God, deep down inside us, nowhere else. Only when we accept that God loves us, only when we know we are safe in his love, can we find that inner peace which passes all understanding. That peace, that inner peace, in the midst of any storm that hits us. And David tells us how to find that peace. We need to pour out our hearts to God when the storm hits us, telling him what is causing us so much distress. You see, to be honest with God, to tell him exactly how you feel, is to actually show God that you trust him with your life. And David knows something else as well. Listen to what David says at the end of this psalm. Two things I have heard. O God, that you are strong and that you are loving. David knew that he was putting his trust in a strong and loving God. And Jesus' disciples had to learn that very same lesson about putting trust in God. They were crossing Lake Galilee. Jesus was asleep in the boat, resting. Suddenly a violent storm blew across that lake. The waves rose up and were threatening to overwhelm that boat and the disciples with it. And the disciples feared. They panicked. They thought death was near. And they cried out to Jesus. Jesus awoke and he calmed that storm. But having calmed the storm, he then challenged them about their faith. Why hadn't they trusted him in that storm? Wasn't he there with them? Wasn't he that strong and loving God that David knew? That strong and loving God now actually alongside them. And like David and the disciples, we have to trust that we are not alone when the storms of life hit us. We have a God who can be trusted in the good times and in the storms, who can be trusted with our life. We can trust our life to him. This psalm is sometimes known as the only psalm. Why? Because it reminds us only God can be trusted. Only in God can we find true rest. Only God can be our rock. Only God is our refuge. Only God is our salvation. Only in God can I find hope. Look anywhere else and we will always be disappointed. We will always be let down. Only in God can we find that rest. David wrote some words in Psalm 62, which a modern translation called The Message translates as this. I love these words. My help and glory are in God. Granite strength, safe harbour, God. So trust him absolutely, people. Lay your lives on the line for him. God is a safe place to be. Trust him absolutely, you people. Lay your lives on the line for him. God is a safe place to be. There's a wonderful promise in Isaiah 43, which links the psalm and David's complete trust in God and that God knew him, and the experience of the disciples in that boat. This is what that verse says. Do not be afraid, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. When you go through deep waters, I will be with you. When you go through rivers of difficulty, you will not drown. What a great promise. And we're going to be remembering this promise in Alex's baptism in just a few minutes. Firstly, this verse tells us God calls us by name. We're not just number on some heavenly spreadsheet. God actually knows us by name. And throughout this baptism, we will hear Alex's name said time and time again. And this verse reminds us that Alex is known and loved by God by name. God knows Alex by name. He knows him personally. And in a moment, we will all welcome Alex into this family. And as the baptism service says, we will welcome a child called by God. A child called by God. I have called you by name, Alex. You are mine. When you go through deep waters, I will be with you. When you go through rivers of difficulty, Alex, you will not be alone. You will not drown. The baptism service also reminds us the second part of the promise in this verse. God shows us just how much he loves us by sending Jesus to die on the cross so that our sins can be forgiven. We can be, as this verse said, we can be redeemed, brought back into relationship with God our Father, restored, set free. We just need to look to Jesus, that strong and loving God that David knew, that the disciples discovered, and put our trust in him. Now, in this baptism service, we are all asked if we believe and trust in Jesus, who died and rose again. That is the question you will be asked in a few moments. And you're invited to respond, I believe and trust in Jesus. Now, maybe you're in a place this morning where you actually have to say that and really mean it. I believe and trust in Jesus, the one who will be with me. Willie's now going to baptize Alex. We will together be celebrating this new life. And we will all be praying in this service that as Alex starts on his life's journey, he may know Jesus as his friend and as his saviour. One who he can trust in all the ups and downs, in all the good times and all the stormy times in life. That is God's promise to us. Trust me and I will be with you. Amen. Will.